Podimo Day 17, June 17th, 2016. Today I thought it would be fun to talk a little bit about one of Boss Jock's most controversial features. This is maybe, you know, of all the things about the way that Boss Jock Studio is designed, we get probably the most complaints about the method to pause a recording, the slide to pause. And I thought this would be a good thing to talk about. You know, this is, it's definitely number one hit list of complaints with regards to Boss Jock Studio. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about the thought behind it, the reason there is a slide to pause, why it's so difficult to engage, that sort of thing. Well, I think it really just boils down to prioritizing the importance of not accidentally stopping a recording while you're mid-performance, so to speak. When it came down to it, we thought it was, you know, so some of the design, the way that the mic trigger is, you know, we tried to make the interface as, in a way, lack of a better word, Fisher-Price as possible. We wanted to stop the chances or minimize the chances of misfiring anything, whether that's the playback of a cart or the mic trigger, that sort of thing. There's just little decisions were made that, you know, we know that you're halfway through a recording. If you slip with a finger and tap a card that you didn't mean to play because we placed it too close to another UI element, that could ruin your recording. So that was always a driving factor. But the worst part could be, in our opinion, is if you lost a recording. So, you know, you could mess up your recording with a misfire of a cart or accidentally slip off the mic trigger and turn the mic off temporarily. Most of these things, you know, the design is sort of to be similar to a DJ setup. You know, whether it's like a DJ mixer for conventional DJs that usually have quick mic access or people working in a studio. The idea is for it to be a bit of like a control system. You know, so we wanted the elements to have the least chance of user error, and the biggest user error in the world, or what we consider to be the number one worst case scenario, is that you're performing a recording, you're triggering stuff, you're playing back audio, you're halfway through it, and you know, you accidentally pause a recording, stop a recording, and then you miss something that was great. So that's really why the slide to pause was put there first. Figure it was much better that you get a little extra noise or something at the end of a recording, a little bit longer silence than you wanted, than absolutely missing a chunk of audio that could have been brilliant, a brilliant moment. So, you know, that's really why the slide to pause was there in the first place. And also, its proximity to the mic trigger. I mean, we sort of placed that mic trigger because we wanted it to be almost something that you didn't have to, you know, look at. You know, you could sort of use muscle memory in order to activate the mic trigger. So again, for that reason, we wanted to make sure pausing was like something that really required focus and, you know, doing a physical gesture that required a little bit more effort than every other element on the screen. Now, that said, there's a couple things that we think we've improved in. You can see it in the Boss Jock Junior version. The slide to pause in Boss Jock Studio, it's a custom element. It sort of mimics what iOS did with its lock screen, but Boss Jock Junior version actually has a slightly tweaked version that has a better hit zone furthermore, Boss Jock Jr. has that start and stop, that auto pause function. So if you're not playing back a cart and if you're not triggering the microphone, it pauses. So in that way, it's less of a priority. In our opinion, it's less of a priority to be able to get to the pause. So we try to sort of attack that two ways. One being the improving the hit zones on the actual UI element. We just sort of made sure it's more sensitive, and also it requires less of a swipe. It's about, you know, I don't know, it's about 2/3 of the same distance on Boss Jock Studio. So if you haven't tried Junior, you know, if you really dislike Boss Jock Studio's slide to pause, we encourage you to check out Junior and give it a try, just to see if it improves things. Because, you know, if it gets you there, we'd love to hear about it. So this is in reference to a tweet somebody that tweeted at us asking today about, is slide to pause the only way and the best way that you can pause recordings because it's difficult. This is in reaction to that tweet, but there, you know, like I said, a lot of people hate it. There's been a lot of lobbying to have just a simple pause button, and we've certainly taken that input seriously. So it was Arto Steiner. I just peeped at it. Arto Steiner on Twitter asked us about it. He said it takes him usually 3 attempts, especially one-handed, to get the pause to actuate. But yeah, feel your pain and hear you, Arto. Thanks so much for the feedback on Twitter. And Arto, please, if you get a chance, check out Junior and see if that is an improvement. Because we tried to address some of the difficulties there. We think we may be able to get the widget itself performing better and becoming less of an issue and still gain the benefits of just a little bit of a safety with regards to not accidentally pausing a recording and missing valuable, potentially inspiring moments. And that's it, Audio Mode Day 17. Thanks for listening. So long.